This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Kristen O'Donnell Tubb writes books for middle grade readers. It's quite likely she may have been thinking about becoming an author at a very early age. As a matter of fact, when Tubb was in sixth grade, she interviewed Newbery medalist and beloved author of A Wrinkle in Time, Madeline Lingle, by telephone. She told Ms. Lingle that she too wanted to be a writer, and Ms. Lingle responded by saying, "Good for you. Keep reading and you can do it." Well, in 2008, she did do it. Tubb's first book was published, titled Autumn Winifred Oliver Does Things Different. When one begins reading this book, it might feel like jumping into a time machine as you're taken back to Cades Cove before the Great Smoky Mountains National Park existed. It's the story of a young girl named Autumn who prides herself on doing things her way. But she meets her match when she, her mama, and her pin-curled older sis Katie move in with her cantankerous gramps in Cades Cove and starts to get involved with the folks there, who are all a flutter about turning their land into a national park. Kristen Tubb grew up near the Smoky Mountains and wondered during a tour there what it might feel like for your home to become part of a national park. Tubb did extensive research on the people, time, and place, and visited Cades Cove often as Autumn's story unfolded. Tubb currently lives in Arrington, Tennessee. She attended Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama, then worked in nonprofits and marketing for several years before becoming a full-time writer. Tubb has written a variety of books for young adults, including several historical novels. Among them is John Lincoln Clem, Civil War Drummer Boy, which she wrote under the pen name E.F. Abbott. Another book titled Selling Hope is about the daughter of a vaudeville performer who despises the life and decides to take advantage of the coming Halley's Comet to sell anti-comet pills so she can make enough money to have a normal life. In 2017, Tubb addressed the topic of PTSD in her book titled A Dog Like Daisy. With only 10 weeks to prove her usefulness as a service dog or be sent back to the pound, Daisy must first learn how to face her own fears from the past. Tubb's new series, titled The Story Collector, is set in the New York Public Library and was written in partnership with that renowned institution. Like many contemporary writers today, Tubb is also a freelance writer, being paid to write on specific topics or about assigned characters. Her writing gigs have included several licensed character books, such as Scooby-Doo, Strawberry Shortcake, Bugs Bunny, and the Powerpuff Girls. "I never met a writing genre I didn't like," says Kristen Tubb. Some may call it a lack of focus. I prefer to think of it as a lust for life.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.